Well, we've now moved over to the other side of the main ring. We've missed the parade of noises, but we're seeing a few sort of wonderful honks in the background. There we are. It is Truckfest 2014. And Ed, just a quick look at what we're seeing in the main ring there. Almost like a parade of champions.
Yeah, one of every colour, in fact. Reds, blues, whites, greens, kind of the American-style trucks. You can just hear one revving up there, that lovely groan of the engine. And they're all making their way off the central ring now. I think they'll be back later to do some other bits and pieces.
Hello, how are you?
I'm just lovely.
I know you're always lovely. You miss Ireland, we missed you.
Ah, yeah, we almost missed you at this one, didn't we?
Sorry?
Did Bobby almost take you out?
Yes, very nearly. You heard about that, didn't you?
I told you not to put him in a truck.
Didn't listen.
We're just listening to the initial interview that's being done by Dave King, of course, with Amy from Lizard Licks. Ed is busy tweeting away on behalf of Siren and at Southside Broad Sea, which is great stuff. Ed, we're well positioned here on the balcony of the Cedric Ford Pavilion.
We are. We're enjoying the wonder that is truckfest.co.uk. On Twitter, they're truckfest_live. And yes, indeed, one of the last tweets that they retweeted was, do not forget to catch the Lizard Lick tow-in, which is indeed what we're about to see.
Precisely so. The weather actually pretty much close to perfect as far as we're concerned. Cloud, but at the same time, a nice smattering of sunshine as well. So great stuff there. And I won't actually bother to start talking about the traffic reports, because that would be pointless at this particular stage, given that it's an audio postcard and is completely in a different dimension. It's interesting, a couple of people are actually looking up at us on the balcony. Perhaps we should actually give a royal wave, and again, perhaps not.
She's talking to me about being in the snow. Ronnie, how are you, my man?
Oh, I can't complain. I'm here to bed. She won't listen.
I know.
I brought you something.
Oh. You brought me a donut.
That's what's there. Thank you, everybody. You know, there's so many, but probably the thing that I love most, honestly, the fans over here. I wish our fans back home were like fans here. And I love my fans back home. But here, man, they're just so courteous, so polite, so kind. And everybody's just, you know, always appreciative, and I take back the memories of all the people we meet, because I have yet to meet a bad person.
Now, as mentioned, we're back in the balcony. We've also got Nicola back with us again. So, Nicola Borman, good to see you. It's going splendidly well, Nicola.
It's going great, yeah. It's all going to plan, thankfully.
Now, we're currently looking at those people that we started off the day with, of course, those lizard fine folk, etc., are in the ring. What are we about to see here?
What's happening now is Mark Dixon is challenging Ronnie from the Lizard Licks, and they're basically doing a challenge where they have to tow. These guys are the guys that would come and rescue you if you're mostly the trucks are tilted over or whatever in the motorway. So these are the guys that basically come and rescue you. So now because they both are obviously truck drivers, they're saying, this is what you have to do. Let's see if you can do what we do, our job. So this is Mark against Ronnie now. So
now, obviously, from the British point of view, we would like Mark to actually win, but then there's the diplomacy and the special relationship. Where does your heart sort of tell you to go on this one?
Oh, goodness. I don't mind. I'm going to have to say Mark, because obviously he's from the UK, but Ronnie's been doing really well, but then Ronnie's used to driving these pickups, whereas Mark's not. Mark's used to 40-footers. So we'll see what happens.
And they seem to be going through what is best described as a slalom course, going in and out and all over the place, really. At quite some speed, really.
Some speed, yeah. And then what he has to do then is reverse, which is the hardest bit, because he's obviously, you're not used to reversing with something towing. And it's a time challenge as well. So Ronnie doesn't like being beat, though. Ronnie usually then has a bit of fun and starts a little bit scrapping and stuff, which is good for the audience.
It's a testament to the popularity, not just of Truckfest, but obviously guys like Mark and, of course, Ronnie, that as we look around the main ring, literally there's hardly a gap. There are no gaps. I mean, the people are actually enthralled by this in terms of the audience.
Yeah, because I'm used to it. I'm used to watching and I sort of think, goodness. And this is quite a long challenge, which is nice, because it means then some of us get lunch and some of the other celebrities are able to get lunch at that stage. But yeah, it's always a massive draw, huge draw.
We were very impressed with the bikers, and their the height that they were reaching was phenomenal. Also impressed with Dave King, who seems to be doing a commendable job. I mean, I think he was caught a little bit on the hop by one of the answers to all the bikers' questions where we started talking about mother's milk, etc. But other than that, all's well.
Yeah, he, you have to be careful sometimes. Dave, you know, he does sometimes come out the weirdest things, but he knows Chuck Fest. Chuck Fest is in his blood. He's been doing it a long time, and he's part of the team, but yeah. He's good fun.
And just to confirm, Dave, no relation to Graham King from Lincoln City Rodeo?
I don't believe so, no.
And whilst we're talking relatives, any relation, Nicola, to Charlie Borman or John Borman?
I would love to say I have, but I don't believe so. But I used to, when I was younger, I used to tell people that John Borman was my uncle.
Well, if it helps, we did it several shows with Charlie Borman, actually, so there is a loose connection on that one. You're listening to Southside Broadcasting and Siren FM on the coach. That's the Newark and Nuts Truckfest 2014. In terms of shows itself, obviously you're heading down to Kent. Is it a case of you'll get the same sort of popularity in Kent as well? I mean, does it really matter where you're based?
Not really. Kent's a new show for us, so it's going to be all new for us. But then Ireland was... and we were okay, so I think people know the brand. It's a strong brand, so I think if you know people that are down at, they've asked for it to come down because people obviously from the south are having to travel up. So yeah, it's just a matter of people knowing the brand and they'll come along.
Absolutely. And of course, Facebook, Twitter, social media presumably help in terms of getting the message out there as well.
Very much so. Yeah, Facebook and Twitter is massive for us.
You're doing an excellent job as a co-commentator here, which is great stuff. I think Ronnie's actually doing the stuff at present. I think Mark was slightly ahead in terms of time. I don't know about yourself.
Well, Wilson, see, this is Ronnie starting now, so I would say Ronnie will get a bit naughty as always.
Yes, where the official line's gone through there.
Yeah, here he goes, I think. It'll be good. Ronnie's always the one to watch.
It's the touch. And bearing in mind, hopefully thanks to your good self, we'll be speaking once again to Ronnie and co. when they actually return. What's he like as a loser? Does he settle down or will he just not talk? I mean, we just don't know on this basis. I mean, if Mark does the business.
No, he's actually fine. He's a great sportsman. So he usually wins because he's very good at it, you know. So always, look, he's doing very well. Oh, and you have to remember, he's used to the other side of the wheel. You know, he's used to left-hand drive, so I think he's doing good.
We were talking about left-hand drive, indeed, with our colleagues from Mercedes, and Colin was saying it seems unusual. I think it goes back to the days of jousting. That's the reason it's left-hand drive, etc.
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, I've just actually come back from Tuscany, and we were at the other side, so we're sort of jumping back into vehicles here, and we're like, oh, right, wrong side. So, yeah, but no, he's doing very well. I think he's going to win this one.
I think you're right.
Oh, smooth, very good. Oh, per Mark, I think it's got.
Oh, feet. I think that's marvellous.
Do you know, you can forget dancing on ice, or exactly. Indeed strictly. This is obviously the next big spectator and televisual hit.
It's much more entertaining, and they've got talent.
Okay, we're back in what's basically the green room here, and I just want to congratulate both the fabulous sort of folk there, Mark and Ronnie. Guys, you did extraordinarily well. Well done.
Yeah, I learned everything I know from Mark Dixon.
Including the back cone. Did it strike the back cone? Genius.
Well, sometimes you just got to be smarter than the equipment you're driving.
Mark, did you feel that the right driver won?
Well, I've known him long enough now. I know he cheats. So, and it's about time he won, isn't it?
I can possibly comment. I mean, I feel I'm in the presence of legends here. Listen, we're talking about obviously reality shows and various other bits and pieces. And is it true, Ronnie, you're looking to get a role in the jungle thing?
Yeah, I actually do. I want to do was it Lost in the Jungle? What's it called?
Celebrity Jungle.
So I want to do Celebrity Jungle with Mark Dixon because I know, see, Bo, back home, I'm a woodsman. I'm a redneck. I mean, I'm telling you, I can chop down a tree, make a canoe, and build a fire in less than 3 hours. But Mark likes hot tea. So I will find the leaves that we can make tea out of, and I'll give them to Mark, and he'll make us tea. We'll be the most redneck, posh people you ever seen in the jungle.
I'm just thinking, actually, Ant and Dec, clearly they should sort of just step aside now, because I can see with yourself, Mark, and Ronnie here, this is the new lineup. This is the 21st century come to life.
He's just said it. I can see it on the TV programme, The Redneck and the Posh.
There you go. Telling you, man. It's there. I'm telling you.
North Yorkshire will be proud. Fantastic stuff.
Have y'all got Y-Swap over here?
Yes, we do, actually.
See, I don't want Mark's girlfriend, but let him have my wife for a week. Yeah, try that. Try, like, half wife swap.
I'm not going to bring in the other halves of this particular area.
Let him live when ladies meet and a rattlesnake with a loose tooth.
There you have it. You're listening to Siren FM and Southside Broadcasting on location. Ronnie, what does the rest of the show have in store for your good self? Is it a case of you chill out for a wee while now, or is it a case of meet the fans?
Oh, no, bro. I'll be back over there in about 5 minutes running around like a daggone cat trying to cover crap on a marble floor having fun. These are great fans, man. They really are. And Mark always makes it fun. Him and his old lady are just great people to be around. So he always brings like this. Mark brings the posh side into things. So I've actually learned how to drink tea with my finger up. I understand everything about a castle, and I actually understand the British royalty system now. So I'm learning a little bit every day.
Mark, I feel as though you're pretty much the Dr. Doolittle, not really, but Dr. My Fair Lady to the whole thing. Right, George, I think he's got it.
Yeah, you know, but the thing is, without Ron, it's no fun. You know, I take all their TV programme away. They're a good set of people, and they're good friends now, sir.
Precisely. Professor Higgins was who I was going to mention.
Yeah, well, I'll pay you for that in a little while, Mark, like you said. I'll pay you £10 for that in a minute. One more thing I want to do. See, I also want to do come down with me. And Mark's got to come eat, though. So he got to be one of the dudes that come eat, him and then some other people. Yeah, well, I'll cook at your house. But it's going to be all Southern food. We're going to have, like, crawfish, man, some crab cakes, and, you know, some pan-fried cornbread, some seam-sized shrimp, and some gumbo. I'm going to tell you, man, we're keeping it country. It'll be a good come down with me.
So compared to that, what, Yorkshire pudding and stotty cake?
Well, even that's quite hard for me. A bacon butty?
I do what?
A bacon sandwich?
Well, over here, y'all ain't got bacon, Hoss. Over here, what y'all call bacon is really ham. Y'all ain't got no bacon. I'm going to bring you some bacon and fatback. We're going to have fried fatback.
There you go. Fried fatback here.
Fried fatback is there. Mark, we've obviously spoken to the delightful Amy earlier. Quick mention for your other half, please.
My other half, Claire.
Claire, yeah. Good to see you. How's it going? You must be very proud, Claire, these guys.
Yeah, they're great, yeah.
Positive stuff.
See, even Mark's old lady got a posh name, Claire. See what I'm saying? My old lady, her name Amy. We country. Mark's old lady, her name Claire. Posh. Redneck posh. It's a great combination.
Earlier we were sharing co-commentating duties with Nicola, but we both actually turned around and said, what a fabulous person in the ring. It's, of course, Dave King doing fabulous stuff there. Dave, we commented on your response to the milk question that came up earlier with respect to the bikers, but good to see you, sir.
Thank you very much. Yes, it's... Do you know what? I was looking at the internet, wondering how long I'd actually been doing Truckfest. And I found a picture of Truckfest in 1990, and I was in the middle of the ring then. So I think I've been doing it far too long.
Not at all. I think it's an essential point. If I bring in my colleague, Ed Wellman, on this particular side of things, we were both very impressed from the perspective in terms of not only was the technological side of things perfect, but I think, Ed, it's fair to say that Dave was bringing a whole new perspective to what we were looking at in the ring.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm a new boy at all this, trucks and whatnot, but you know, you engaged me straight away.
Well, thank you very much. I don't know anything at all. I've been doing this for like 24 years, and as all the people around here will tell you, he hasn't got a clue what he's talking about. I just bluffed my way through it.
Well, I think yourself, Harry Carpenter, Barry Davis, a whole heap of other sort of folk has been known there. Jonathan, there's a whole range of things from that perspective. I mentioned that question that you were talking about with the biking team that we actually saw there, and I thought when you were there, sometimes, as we all know, as an interviewer, you're doing a piece with the interviewee and you get a response which you're not expecting. Was it fair to say that when you suddenly started talking about mother's milk, you thought, where are we going with respect to this one?
Yes, that was a bit of a blindside one. I wasn't, like I said, I think at the time. Well, you certainly learned something at Truck Fest. I certainly have, and I'll never ask that question again.
Always good. The buzz, the energy seems to be very much there. Obviously, we were saying in terms of the actual main ring, there's a lot of excitement here. Do you pick up on that when you're in the ring? I suspect you do, really, because it's infectious, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think it's, I just like to have fun with it. I mean, there are other commentators that will give you the chapter and verse as to every single nut and bolt on each of the trucks. But actually, you know, most of the people that are here just for a day out there. They want to have some fun. They want to see something. They want to have a laugh. I try and do that. And, you know, I don't take it too seriously.
Ed?
Just having a look at describing. We've got a meet and greet going on with Ron and Amy, the family who've come up. Fantastic. They even brought bottles of fizzy drink.
Wonder it.
It's a wonderful. It's like a whole new field, really. Dave, where do you head off to? Are you with Truckfest in Kent, or is it case where you put your feet up now?
No, I wish you were. Yeah. We started back in Peterborough on May Bank Holiday. And then I've done every single one. So we did Malvern, then we did Edinburgh, then Belfast, now here at Newark, and there's one more to go in a couple of weeks' time in Kent. So, yeah, it's been a busy old month, that's for sure. But it's great fun, and especially here at Newark, you know, it is. I do like coming back to Newark because it's fairly local.
We're certainly looking, obviously, next week to head down to Burley for the Land Rover horse trials, another aspect of things that we tend to cover. And the art of the commentator, as we said, sometimes it's a case of, well, you are descriptive, sometimes you provide insights and so on. Sometimes, in the words of the late Kenneth Wilsonholm, you say nothing at all for several minutes and you think you've sort of headed off in all sorts of things. Any particular commentators from your own point of view which you think, actually, they're pretty good, they're worth developing? If a youngster's listening to this, for instance, and thinks, I want to be the next Dave King, what advice would you give them?
Oh dear. I started on the radio back in 87. I did 20 years on the radio, and I think
you can name names. What name? What radio? Whereabouts?
Well, I was on Hereward in Peterborough, and then went over to Cambridge, Q103, then did 10 years at KLFM in King's Lynn. And I can honestly think that I never ever woke up in the morning thinking, oh, I've got another date at work today, you know. And it's the same with Truckfest, you know, you don't wake up and go, oh, I enjoy doing what I do. And you know, and I think if anybody wants to do that, you know, I mean, the radio is probably one of the best gigs in the world, because it's just so much fun, and you can put so much of yourself into it. So, you know, I'm now not on the radio, so I'm quite envious of you.
I'm sure that's only going to be a temporary state of affairs. In fact, I'm sure we get contracts sorted out to actually get you signed up for Siren FM and Southside Broadcasting immediately. I mean, what do you think, Ed? Should we sign up Dave as our breakfast show presenter?
I think so, yes. I think without a doubt.
Mind you, the contract will probably be in Jelly Babies, so we just have to obviously work on that basis, but hopefully all will be well.
Yeah, well, obviously the financial side of radio hasn't changed then in the last 40 years.
Dave, it's been a privilege and a delight touching base with a good self today at Truckfest. Long may you continue, and hopefully we'll catch up with you again in the very near future.
Look forward to it, thank you.
And so a moment's silence descends as the dynamic duo from Siren FM's Midweek Drive and indeed Southside Broadcasting begin to head off from the Newark and Notts showground, having experienced their first ever Truckfest. Ed Wellman, what did you make of the whole thing?
Well, I do like your car. It's a faithful, worthy servant, but it isn't quite the same in here as the cab of a 12-plate Mercedes 25.
Really?
It doesn't quite have the wow factor back in the trusty Siren Mobile. But we can't actually, from where we're sitting now in the car park, there's a row of trees that effectively screen off the whole showground. You can't even see what's the other side. But it was fantastic. You know, there really was something for everybody. Lots of toys, boys and toys and all that. You know, you could sit in the cabs, and some great entertainment and demonstrations. And also the people as well. Really, really good communicators, I thought, across the board today.
Meeting Ronnie and Amy, obviously an experience in every sense of the word. Likewise, the balance between British and American truckers from the point of view of our fabulous link-up with Dave, who is there as well. So great stuff there. That's, of course, Dave being the commentator, and, of course, our British driver, Mark. Let's get him is sort of through their full credit. The Mercedes experience, fantastic, and I would generally say if you, even if you have no interest in trucks, you should, it dehose everybody. And I wouldn't thought I'd use the term behove, but I have. It behoves everybody to actually check out Truckfest at least once in their lives.
And you can do that one more time this year, I believe. The southern version of Truckfest is in Maidstone in Kent.